And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup at Facebook and YouTube Live and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters here right next to the San Diego Landings. Rob Butler from Towboat US San Diego is here, and we're having fun talking, telling stories. And we just scratched the surface with Rob's stories. He's got some juicy ones, I'm sure, coming up. And we're giving away a great prize today, too.
Boy, great prize. You're not kidding, man. One lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show is going to get themselves a full-day trip going fishing aboard that beautiful Mission Bell out of Point Loma Sport Fishing with Cameron and the whole boys.
And the word is that water's starting to turn back to where it should be over at the islands. The stuff's starting to bite a little bit.
I'm not bummed to hear that, buddy.
I'll bet
great.
This week with the... Number one, I'll be out of town. And number two, because I'll be out of town, the weather's getting going to be beautiful,
exactly.
And that water will turn around and fish are going to start chewing.
I believe it.
Post-big moon and stuff. Yeah.
Yesterday, you could just feel the change happening.
Oh, yeah.
It was so nice. And
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Yeah. I like it. And well, let's
and I'm making the sacrifice or leaving town.
I appreciate you doing that for us, buddy. Well, hey, you heard it here. Good fishing at the Coronado Islands to come, and your opportunity to jump on the bell and get on it, and maybe your opportunity to win a free trip at the end of today's show. If you want to join us this morning, the best way to do it is just give us a call. We're standing by. Kyle's live at the Fan to take your calls. 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the phones, or send us a text. That text only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, just make sure you include your name and your phone number along with your text question.
Yeah, for sure. Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. We're going to talk to Mike, who's calling us from Torrance this morning. Mike, great to hear from you, buddy. Good morning.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete and Rob. Hey, I just want to thank Boats US for being our guardian angels. I've been a small boater for about 40 years, and as soon as I heard about Vessel Assist, I had a membership, and I've had a gold card forever. And when they changed ownership to Boats US, we were terrified that we weren't going to get the same kind of coverage, and we do, and we can go into Mexico and fish and get towed if we need it. And you don't need it often, hopefully, but it's sure nice to know that you can have someone to come and help you, because it's a big cold ocean out there if you're broken down and you have a problem. I had one long tow from San Clemente one time. Ooh. It took 8 hours to tow me in. I was very thankful. So just thank you very much, and keep up the good work, and you guys have a good day.
Thanks. That's nice words, and appreciate that very much. That's a long tow. So, and as a Towboat US member, that's a free tow, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
how
huge,
much would that
man.
Tow cost if they had to pay out of pocket?
$6,000.
$6,000. Yikes.
How's that for a reason to renew
we'd
your
do
card?
It, we'd do a deal for $5,000.
For $5,000.
You're a hell of a guy, right?
I mean, yeah.
Wow. That's a long way. Yeah. Long toe.
Totally.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Bruce in Lemon Groves says, hey, quick question. If I have a policy, if I have a Towboat US membership, you should say, and my friend uses my boat, is he covered?
The boat is, your membership is covered for any boat you own, any boat you borrow, or any boat you charter. So if I'm on your boat and you have the membership, I'm covered under your membership.
Wow.
Where the membership does not cover is if you're on my boat and I'm broke down, your membership will not cover that.
So what he's saying is, what if he's not on his boat?
He is covered. The boat's covered.
The boat is covered?
Yes.
Okay, so the membership actually covers your boat.
Your boat. But a lot of people, we've had breakdowns. Well, yeah, I got a Boat US membership. Well, if that's not your boat, and the guy who owns the boat is on board. That's the key. If the guy's not on the boat, if you're borrowing the boat,
uh-huh.
I'll say it one more time. If you're borrowing the boat, then it's covered.
Yeah.
Okay. If the owner's on the boat, It's not covered.
It's not covered. I get it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's good information.
Yeah.
All right.
That's good. There you go. Hey, well, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Alex. Alex called us from San Carlos this morning. Hey, Alex, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Yeah, I was just curious, what's the typical response time for a distress call? And then also, do you have a story of the most dangerous situation your crew's ever encountered?
Yeah, good ones.
Well, the response time depends on, just like anything else, weather. Our boats don't have wings, and a lot of people don't understand why it takes us so long maybe to get off 60 miles of stuff. You figure our boats run, you know, technically under standard training procedures, we're supposed to run out 17 knots, tow you back out at tow you back in at 5. Most of my boats can handle 20 knots in just about normal Southern California conditions. Sometimes 25 knots on a nicer day. We don't like to push them harder than that just because we don't like to break down either. So you figure if you're at the islands, hour to an hour and a half, depending on the weather. If you're in the harbor, 30 minutes to 45 minutes. Again, it depends on the day. If we got 6 cases stacked up, you may wait a little longer. But if you're offshore, plan on hanging out for a while because it's going to take us a while to get there. Sometimes if it's a case over 12 hours, I got to put a second person on board. I got to make sure we're fueled up. I got to make sure my guys are safely ready to go. They got food and they got provisions. So we don't just jump off the dock. Like if you were at the islands, I just throw a guy on, one of my guys jumps on the boat and off they go.
Boom, you're gone.
When we do anything longer range, we take a minute and, but we get there as quick as we can. And, as far as the most dangerous, well, we just towed a whale offshore off Carlsbad and we had about a 10-foot great white shark swimming around an inflatable boat.
Nice.
Wait, yeah. What?
Yeah, wow.
So a whale washed up on the beach.
No, it didn't quite wash up on the beach.
They were trying to avoid that.
Yeah, so the state called us, and we came in there, and I got pictures of it.
So how did you hook up to the whale?
Exactly,
the first place?
Yeah.
Yeehaw! That must have stunk, man.
No doubt.
Yeah, and it's not that. I got news for you. Some of these fishing boats we tow in don't smell much better. You know, guys, that fish smell makes it fish bite better.
Yeah.
Anyway, dangerous. I would say some of the most dangerous stuff we have is coming alongside another boat in an open ocean in adverse conditions.
Yeah.
We can't touch your boat. We can't hurt your boat. We got to get a line to you. You know, it's just, I would say, we got caught in weather a couple times coming off Tanner Banks, outside San Clemente nothing that my guys can't handle. We're all professional captains, but I would say the most dangerous thing, honestly, is just hip tying a boat.
Yeah.
I mean, every day it's dangerous. If you slip between it, there's a lot of you.
Hip tying means coming alongside.
Yeah, coming alongside. You got
to
be on point.
That's how you get the boats into the slip, right?
So yeah. So when you're a towboat U.S. captain, you got to be on point. Literally about, as far as, I mean, aside from navigating, driving out there is a boat ride.
Right.
If you're in San Clemente Island, I'm taking the same boat ride you took.
Right.
I got to make sure I know where you are, so I got to keep communications a little bit more than that. But once I get up alongside you, I have to ascertain your situation. I have to figure out what's going on. I got to figure out the best way to tow you in or get you going. And then I got to hook up to you. After that, I'm in full control of you for the next 8 hours, like the last person just said. And that's, you got to be on point. There is no relaxation. You got to keep watching all the time. You got to make sure that the boats are in step. So when you're going down a wave, you're doing the same thing. Mm. And then you got to bring them into the harbor. Usually it's at nighttime, so you got to fight everybody leaving. You got all kinds of traffic. You got lights that beyond lights in sand. One of the hardest harbors coming into. And I've been in every single harbor in the United States, Hawaii, Guam, and Puerto Rico.
Wow.
One of the hardest harbors coming into in the middle of the night is San Diego Bay because of the way the lights are and the way the bay turns and what comes at you. But that being said, then I got to put you away. My guy's been up for 10, 12 hours, and everybody's tired. Hopefully you know what slip you're actually going into. And then we got to actually put you in your slip gently and then get you off the boat without you falling in the water. and then get untied before we both try and fit into a single slip.
Yeah.
So it's just, in general, it's not, I can't say it's a hard job because I've been doing it for so long. It's like riding the bicycle, but it's a technical job.
Yeah.
And safety is everything with us. We have a safety management program that we do, and everything is about safety with my guys. So if there was that difficult of a situation, we probably wouldn't do it. We'd probably go, hey, this is a Coast Guard job. I mean, if we can't come up alongside you in 10, 15-foot seas, we're probably not going to be the guys out there. It's going to probably be the Coast Guard. I'm not saying they're going to do a better job, but that's all fair. They train for. We're with us, it happens, and we'll do it. We'll figure it out, but it is what it is.
I can't imagine that you get a call from somebody on the Tanner and you know the weather's coming up. That's not something you're looking forward to.
So back in the day, back when we were with vessel assist, barely making any money, it didn't matter. Yeah. I had an old Navy boat. In fact, Reggie still works for me. He's been doing this as long as me. He's on his way.
Yeah, here we come.
Today, it's like we look at that weather and we'll tell the Coast Guard, look, man, it's going to get. We need a bigger boat out there. And oftentimes they'll tow them in. We'll meet them up inside San Clemente, pick them up from there and take them in. Uh-huh. We don't want to take all the Coast Guard's time, but the Coast Guard's out there to help too.
That's cool.
And when in doubt, call the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
Don't call us, call the Coast Guard. They can always defuse the situation and say, hey, this really is an emergency. Let's get you to a commercial tower. But if you think you're in danger, don't call us, call the Coast Guard.
Call the Coast Guard. Yeah. Good
That's
advice.
Cool. I remember when you were on before, you talked about doing salvages of all the boats that have come ashore, whether it be people, drugs or people or all those things. Is that still something that you guys do, pulling boats off of beaches and things like that?
Yeah. It's slowed down drastically over the last 2.5 years. They're catching them all.
Yeah.
And we're still getting them, but we're towing them, after they've been apprehended. We happen to have two this last weekend, one in Carlsbad, one just off Carlsbad, and one right under the college. But yeah, that was, I don't drive a 1-ton dually for nothing. We got two of them. One of them's got a 17,000-pound winch in the back of it and where the fifth wheel goes. And I got my Instagram video of me brawling. I'll brawl one down the beach, get it down to where we get the trailer to it, and then we'll crane it up or winch it up on the trailer.
So sometimes you move them from the land.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Oh, what a see there wow. You go. Like I would have thought that at all. Like you. So sometimes it's easier for you
it's
to
safer.
Just get on the sand.
It's always safer to take them by land if you can because again you put it in a swimmer in the water.
Yeah, sure.
You got to get a boat near shore, and this one we just did at Port Loma Nazarene, we had 2,400. My guy just swam 2,400 feet of line, and I think the lifeguards helped him with a jet ski.
Wow!
But we had to be 2,400 feet away from this thing before we could pull it out of the rocks.
Wow!
And
you pulled it up the cliff?
No. This one we jerked off out to sea.
Okay.
There's no way we're not. Have you been to Port Loma Nazarene?
Oh, many
do you know the house?
Oh yeah.
I went to a thing for Huntington's. We're not going to drag a ponga through that backyard.
I didn't think so.
It's not going to happen.
How are you pulling this off on the land? Yeah.
No. So, in other times, like we do some of them, there's some shore breaks on calm days where we can just about nose the boat to the beach.
Wow.
But if there's a way to get it by land, it's just safer.
Safer.
Other than
when there's a cliff involved.
If there's a cliff involved, we can't do it.
Yeah.
Now, there's times where I'll run up to Blacks and I'll get in there, drag the boat to where we can work on it as the tide's coming in.
Gotcha.
I may have totaled one truck. I got pictures.
Oh, boy.
Well, it was funny because we did that paddleboard for breast cancer a few years ago. And it was a paddleboard poker run, and I wrapped my boat pink, and I wrapped my truck pink. And the only reason why I wrapped my truck pink was because Geico was bringing their wrap cars, and I wasn't going to get outdone. And when I say I had a wrap truck, this was the most awesome truck you've ever seen. First time in 37 years I've ever put my name on my truck. Got her stuck. Best part was by the time the excavator came, I drug it off the beach with the excavator, and my nephew Travis had to sit in the truck like he did it.
Oh. Well, hey, 833-288-0973. A line open right now. Kyle's standing by at the fan. You want to jump back in the phones?
You got it. Let's talk to Hills. He's calling us from Ventura this morning. Hi, Hills. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Great to hear the stories, Captain Rob. I have a story of, man, it was so great. We were off out of Dana Point in a 4-pack charter that was borrowed because the charter business boat was broken. You know, one of the dependable Yamaha lost lower end. So he borrowed, he got his buddy to take us in his 23 Parker with a Yamaha dependable motor. And we were out run and gun, Yellowfin, you know, out there out of Dana Point. And then that boat went down so and lost its lower end or whatever. And this was in the afternoon. And then so they called you guys, came out and towed us in. We into Dana Harbor at about 10, 11 p.m., pitch black, no moon, and you're – Captain was so good. I was like, I couldn't see anything. And I'm like, how the heck can they navigate in here in the pitch black? And we, it was neat and tidy. And, you know, thank goodness. I mean, I feel bad for the operation, you know, but, stuff happened.
You got saved. So what is that's my towboat US. That's cool. Good story. Hey, thanks, Hills. Thanks a lot for the call. I have a good one here from DJ in San Diego. He says, love hearing war stories about good advice to help us stay safe at sea. In terms of being a good Samaritan, are there things you think are okay when trying to help out others versus no-go items that you've seen people get into trouble? And that's a good question because you want to help somebody out. Hey, are you better off just calling Rob and Towboat US?
Well, first of all, there's no such thing as a good Samaritan law in California. Remember that because this is a too happy world.
Yeah.
And when things go bad, they start from the problem and then they work backwards. Mm-hmm. And but yes, I mean, if guys right out in front of the launch ramp, it's there's nobody in the launch ramp. It's a straight shot. You can slingshot them in. That's fine. But
keep in mind that if you start helping that guy, then you might start becoming responsible.
I think that's a really
good point.
As soon as you hook up to that boat, you are fully responsible for that boat. Yeah. And check with your insurance company. Most insurance policies will, your policy becomes null and void because you are not to help. That's not what the boat's designed for. It's not within. It's like if you were on the side of the road and broke down and I hooked a rope up to you and towed you with my truck and then we both went off an embankment or something. There was an accident because of it. That's a non-covered service. You're not supposed to be doing that. That's not why insurance, you know, so just be careful. I'm not saying don't help. Everybody's got that good Samaritan in them and they should. Mm-hmm. Number one, if you really want to be a good Samaritan, call the Coast Guard right off the bat.
Right.
Even if the guy doesn't want the Coast Guard there, just call the Coast Guard. Get them involved.
They don't have to help, but if it turns out necessary.
The Coast Guard will deem it an emergency or a non-emergency, and they will call us or they'll put out a Marine Assistance Request broadcast. They'll do what they need to do, but the Coast Guard then is in, they're in control. Technically, all the jobs we do should be going through the Coast Guard, but because our volume of calls is higher, we have, Boat US gets more calls for tows than the Coast Guard does.
Wow.
Yeah, I think 120,000 last year, 110,000. I don't know the exact number, but it's a lot nationwide. But that being said, call the Coast Guard, have a good latitude, longitude, make sure it's a good latitude, longitude, and not a waypoint that you were coming from or going to. Make sure that the person has good radio comms. If he doesn't, if you have a spare handheld, just say, look, here's a handheld radio, you know, pass them a handheld. The Coast Guard's going to ask you to stay on scene if you're helping until help can arise or we can really, especially if the person has no communications. If all heck breaks loose, the boat's taken on water, just get everybody off the boat. Mm-hmm. You know,
don't worry about the boat.
The boat's just a piece of equipment. I don't want to sound like, I can make money to go salvage the boat. Yes, that's going to happen. Somebody's going to do it, or maybe not. Maybe the boat will sink. But people start getting hurt when people start getting wet.
Yeah.
And if you're trying to save the boat, or you see the water's over the decks, the standing decks already. Mm-hmm. Just get everybody off the boat. Get the gear off the boat. Take the stuff off the boat. What's going to happen to the boat.
Right.
Oftentimes boats will start capsizing. This happens a lot on the East Coast, and now people are in the water. You know, one guy got run over by a prop once. Another guy didn't make it because got stuck between two boats. Just make everybody safe.
So let's throw another scenario out. You're out fishing offshore on a kelp paddy or something, or let's say you're fishing around the Coronado Islands. Somebody loses their engine, they lose their battery, they lose something. Should you hook up and tow them out of there, or should you call a coast? What's the scenario you should do?
You got to, number one, be mindful of your own actual boating skills.
Right.
Okay.
Towing a boat isn't easy.
Yeah. Not just towing a boat, but what your actual boating skills are.
Yeah.
And I don't care how many people, everybody probably drives a boat not quite as good as they think they can drive a boat, including myself.
Right.
But that being said, if you're going to, what are you going to hook up to? Where are you going to hook up to? What are you going to tie to secure to your boat?
What if the wind comes up?
What happens if you wrap that line around your wheel?
Yeah.
If the guy's anchored, be really careful, because that's one of the toughest things for us to do is when people anchored up, and you got to be anchored waiting for us, but getting up along some side while he set a hook. Just be very confident what you're doing. I'm not saying don't help them, because that's just, you may be able to save somebody and you may be able to, save property, but make sure that you're fully ready. And if you're by yourself, really think about it. But if you got a couple guys on board, work on it.
Yeah. Help them out. But I think more importantly, call you.
Call the Coast Guard.
Yeah, call the Coast Guard.
If the guy's that close to shore, call the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm not kidding. If the guy's 10 feet from middle grounds and he's it's sloppy out, that Coast Guard's got to get a helicopter en route, and they will.
Yeah.
Before they even think about it. But the boat will be going and will be going, and other people, maybe there's a twin screw boat that's hanging around. And use a VHF radio, not a cell phone. VHF radio is key in search and rescue.
Yeah.
The cell phone, I'm talking to you. A VHF radio, everybody's listening.
Everybody's listening.
But,
And you can operate in Mexico. You can go down to the Coronado Islands.
I go, we just towed a boat from, where'd we go? About 250 south. Well, I towed boats from Ascension.
Wow.
So, yeah. Like I said, we do anything.
Yeah.
Get them.
As long as you have a credit.
With the membership, 100 miles south.
100 miles. So if you're off Ensenada, no problem.
No problem.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All covered.
Yep, you got it. Well, hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report by the Angler's Realtor. Yosef Hussaini is on the line today. That's sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. It is your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. The complete deli, beverages, boating supplies, as well as San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shop. Also, check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with the best in both freshwater and saltwater tackle, along with live bait. Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. ECBT, they're at the end of the 67 freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. And Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check danalanding.com for more info. We got him. Yosef's on the line. What's up, Yosef?
Not too much, guys. How are we doing this morning? Doing
great to see you. Having you in the studio last Sunday. Fantastic. How was your trip to Florida?
It was great. Got a little bit of weather most of the time I was there, but I did get offshore on Thursday, and we crushed the snappers and caught some groupers and had a really good time.
Cool.
Excellent.
Well, the fishing has backed off a little bit on the bluefin. They've kind of disappeared a little. I'm going to start up north, Santa Barbara Island. There's been some big yellowtail along the backside in the squid areas, and it's been fairly quiet for a couple days, but Friday there was some good yellows caught, some larger units. Santa Monica Bay, surface action slowed down a little bit for yellowtail, but there are some bonito and rat yellowtail around King Harbor in the bait barge area and Bubble Hole. There was also some 20-pound class fish caught on strip on Friday on the South Bank while fishing rockfish. Palo Verde and Newport area, there's been some legal-sized barracuda on the 150. There's also some decent halibut fishing out that way. There was a yellowtail caught near the inner rig off of Huntington Beach. Could be a freak deal or could be a little showing of what's to come here. Catalina, the backside, yellowtail and sea bass, the west end backside areas started producing yellowtail in the 10 to 12 pound range. Halibut still going really well around the Salta Verde area in the off-colored water. Front side, there are some small yellowtail scattered around the front, smaller units, 3 to 8 pound. Bonito are spread from Long Point to the east end with additional fish around Eagle Reef and western spots. San Clemente, the front side of the island, continues to see a little bit of yellowtail from about 6 to 18 pounds. There's small numbers of them living on high spots between a hole, hole in the wall and the fish hook, as well as along the ridge that runs parallel to the island in 90 to 110 feet of water. La Jolla continues to be the star of the show. There have been some decent yellowtail caught along with white sea bass in the area. Legal-sized barracuda are starting to show up, and the calico bass action is picking up. The yellows seem to be biting in the morning. Bigger units, 20 to 35 pounds, and then guys are getting sea bass in the twilight hours right now. Most of this is coming off the northwest corner in the motel area and shallower water. Rock pile and Coronados continues to be a little slow. We're seeing some little pops here and there. I think Pete's spot on with that. This next week it should be going good again. The water currently is a little bit green and cold. Osborne out to the Cortez Bank has been pretty dead. All that bluefin signal kind of shut off. Down south, the 302, 371, 425 area, the bluefin kind of disappeared. But there are some monster bonita down there that they're catching, up to 15 pounds.
Jeez.
And then kelp, decent size too. Kelp had a yellowtail down in that area. It's kind of hit or miss. You know, they're not all lit up yet, but you hit 5 or 10 of them, you're likely going to find some decent yellowtail fishing.
We'll take
that. Those fish are still up off of Catalina, the west side. Those yellowtail that we were talking about last week that Arapilakia had been noting, they've moved out west a little bit, but that big giant school and area of large yellowtail are still there.
That's
awesome. All I got for you guys.
Hey, we'll take that. And like we see what we were saying earlier with Willie, you know, there's plenty of fish to be had this week, but a better week of weather coming our way. I see Pete being out of town, man. I mean, those two things can't miss.
And of course, fishdope.com. That's where you stay in touch with all of it. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And what's going on in the real estate world?
Real estate world's actually moving pretty good, despite the higher interest rates. Getting a lot of new people kind of coming into the market now looking for homes that have been sitting on the fence and kind of realizing that these rates are just going to keep bumping up and down until we get out of this war. So still going good. Good time to sell. Kids are just getting out of school. So should see a huge increase here in the next couple weeks, cyclical real estate year.
I had a lot of people compliment how much they enjoyed having you on the show last week. There was a lot of info that doesn't normally get spread, and it was cool. Like you just day to day in the tackle store, I had a lot of people come by talk about how much they really enjoyed, you know, that show and all the info that was just not part of the norm, but all really good. So
he's
great,
like
great
a real
job.
Estate answer man.
Yeah, totally.
You
it
know,
was great.
You know your stuff. And Joseph, how do we get a hold of you if you want that info?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. You can get me on social media, The Angler's Realtor, or you can go to my website for a free home evaluation, SoCalHomeEval.com.
There it is. Great job, as always, amigo. Appreciate it very much. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Take care, guys. Have a great week.
Thanks, Joseph. Appreciate that. Again, that catch report today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. That's where you get the premier processing experience. You can check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make your reservation today. I wanted to mention one more thing, too.
Sure.
I know next weekend is the big annual spring shootout. The big,
wow.
That's like kind of Marlin Club's, you know, I would call it one of their two biggest tournaments of the year.
Yeah.
Spring shootouts are really fun ones. Tuna, yellowtail, sea bass, halibut. There's boat jackpots. It's a relatively inexpensive. Captain's meeting is on Thursday, June the 4th. The tournament is on Saturday, but it's a big one. You know, they do a really big awards banquet on Sunday, and the prizes are really good. I know that the club has kind of changed things. There's a Thomas Jeffries is one of the new club members, and via his construction company, he stepped in to donate all of the high-end reels for first, second, and third place.
Wow.
I mean, like Trinidad's, Talica's, Trank's reels.
Wow.
And what it did is it freed up the club money they normally spend on prizes to match them with really high-end rods. So it went from, like, you know, good prizes to, like, top-of-the-line graphiters.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he's using his Deep Blue Construction to just cover the cost of the high-end
wow.
reel. So, yeah, really, really, really good prizes along with the – with what normally would be there. So, yeah, it'll be a fun one. And if you want more info, just check out San Diego Marlin Club for the spring shootout.
But right next to where your boats park, right, Rob?
Yep. We give away two memberships every tournament.
Every tournament? Yeah. No,
Marlin Club tournament.
The Marlin Club guys are great.
Yeah, the Marlin Club, they actually have a pack of my certificates.
That's so cool.
They just fill them in and send them to me. Our biggest problem was me trying to get them certificates before they'd have it. You guys got something going on?
That's cool.
Give a couple away.
That's awesome. Yeah. Hey, Daryl in Oceanside has a story. Good morning. Can't thank Towboat US and me. My fishing buddy broke down on the backside of Catalina, the lower unit, blew a hole in it in the casing. Never forget that tow. Yank, glide, and all the way to Los Alamitos. And he's very grateful for Towboat US to be there.
Well, to be fair, it was Scott and Alana and Dana Point, and Los Alamitos would have been Mike up at Towboat US Long Beach. So.
But you're still all kind of brothers, right?
There's 400 of us, 400 of us nationwide, and it's all the same. It's all the same thing. We're just we're all independent owners.
Yeah.
A lot of people think Boat US owns all the thing. No, we're all independently owned and operated. We're just supported by Boat US.
Are you the largest of all the ones on the West Coast?
On the West Coast, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, I guess you can get into San Francisco, fill up in San Francisco's got, like, all of San Francisco Bay.
Oh, that's a big one.
But volume-wise, I'm the highest.
Southern
and
California.
I got, geographically, ocean-wise, I mean, Santa Barbara, technically Ventura, but really, who goes north of Conception? But, yeah, 100 out, 100 south is pretty big.
Yeah.
To put it in perspective, if you were in South Florida, you would have Miami, Lauderdale, and West Palm Beach.
Yeah.
And
you're not far away.
Yeah, those areas would be in my area.
But there's a lot of boats.
Okay. Each of those areas are either one of them is one of the largest areas. Miami's the largest area in the country as far as volume, one of the three. And then you got West Palm and Lauderdale, which are pretty much close to mine. So that's how much boating there is in Southern Florida.
That's crazy.
It's nuts.
Yeah. There's a lot of boats there.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including more of your phone calls. If you want to get through, have your shot at winning that trip on the Mission Bell and your chance to talk to Rob, 833-288-0973. More Let's Talk Hookup when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, at Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you will be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, halibut, John Lean cod, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
Introducing new Power Pro Max 8 microfilament braided fishing line. It's built for offshore anglers seeking smooth casting and control. Power Pro Max 8 features an 8 carrier Spectra HT construction that cuts through current with ease for precise vertical jigging with a 25% thinner diameter. Available in white and metered, 4 color for trolling spread control and precise jigging depths. It's stronger, smoother, and thinner. Power Pro Max 8 is now available at your tackle retailer.
Whether you're on the lake, on the river, or on the bay, when you hop on board for a day on the water, make sure everyone's on board with wearing a life jacket. Life jackets save lives. Get on board. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Make reliability a reality when you choose the power of a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's Real Reliability Sales Event. From now until May 31st, 2026, purchase a new, eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Looking for a lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $500 in dealer credit. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends May 31st, 2026, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 to 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty for select motors. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Ford is celebrating our country's 250th anniversary with big savings for you. Employee pricing is back at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. You pay what we pay across the full lineup of Ford trucks and SUVs. We're here for those who build America, those who believe that giving everything we've got today will pay for tomorrow. Who will drive America forward for 250 years to come? If that's who you are, you value what we value, and you should pay what we pay. Now get employee pricing across the Ford lineup. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time here this morning.
So many stories in between, too. Totally. I mean, Rob's just like the story guy.
He's the man, no doubt about it.
Stories. Yeah. You have a great text?
I thought so. Interesting take and a little bit of what we were just talking about in the break there. It came from Jason in San Diego. Says, I always look forward to listening to Rob since the last time he was in the show. I recently saw the Boat U.S. crew salvaging a boat at Pepper Park that was going to be destroyed. I even helped a little bit to get the boat on the trailer. I was interested in some of the pieces that were getting scrapped, and it just made me start to thinking, is there an option to remove some of the parts and pieces for you when the boat is being salvaged or destroyed? And that's from Jason in San Diego.
The short answer is no. The boat that I remember you two, and I forgive me if I never got back to you, but boats that are federally seized have to be federally, they have to be destroyed and documented. And that was one of them. Occasionally, I might get some stuff, but to be honest with you, everything I do is a fixed price bid when it comes to demolishing a boat. And the time it takes for me just to sit the boat in my yard for another day is money out of pocket. I got to get it done. Then you got the liability of when you get on the boat, you fall off the boat in my yard. It just doesn't pan out for an item that probably isn't going to work. And maybe you really don't need it. I don't know if you do or not, but a lot of stuff looks shiny on boats and stuff, but I just can't. I check with my insurance, and that is an absolute no-go. Yeah. I can pull things off, but I'd have to charge you going labor. And then, again, when you're getting into fixed price bid, my job is to get derelict boats off the water and to do demolitions. This is the other part of my business. And I have to keep my, I want to keep my prices as low as possible. And in order to do that, I got to be efficient.
Yeah. I mean, and how do you destroy a boat?
Oh, I got an excavator. It's so much fun.
That was another smile.
I mean, for 37 years, I can't scratch your boat. I can't even put a mark on a boat. I can't even think about scratching your boat. to grab a hold of them with an excavator with a dumb and just completely rip it apart. Kind of a little bit of a stress relief.
Yeah.
So. That's funny.
That's great.
I would guess to a certain percentage of boats that you're having to demolish are probably not, there's probably not a ton of bells and whistles on a lot of them anyways.
You know, Jason? If Jason's still, if he's listening to this, I believe it was the spotlight off the 31-foot Chris Craft. And if it is, and you can text, I think you got my number. I still have it, and I'll give it to you, but I just couldn't. I just, again, timing for me. Yes. I got so many things going on.
Legalities involved.
Yeah.
You got to get a hold of Rob.
Yeah, just get a hold of me. If it was the spotlight you wanted, get a hold of me. I still have it. I just have it, again, it was shiny.
Yeah, that's funny.
Gotcha. You have a good one, huh?
That was that one that I have.
Oh, that was,
I
got to go in here. This is John in Whittier, and he says, good morning, Rob and crew. I have had the pleasure of using Towboat US twice, but both one time for running out of fuel a few feet from the dock, and one I can relate, and one time for mechanical issues. Both times, I was extremely impressed with the professionalism and friendliness of the captain. I was also amazed at his skills maneuvering his boat with my boat side tied to it. If I want to head down to the Coronado Islands, am I covered there? I think we already covered that. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. Okay, something you got to remember. If you go into Mexican waters and we assist you, we are under law a hovering vessel, which means that once I take you in tow, we have to clear U.S. Customs.
Really?
So the actual law is if you go 12 miles in any direction offshore, technically you're supposed to clear it out of the country.
Wow.
That's written in the law. Wow. That can't be enforced. It's just they can't do it. So if you go into Mexico and touch Ensenada, you actually go into a port, you've got to clear back out. If you're navigating coastal waters, they don't require you to. You still should, but they don't require you to. That being said, once we touch you, we are a hovering vessel under commercial law, and we have to bring you into customs. And this is where the membership is really nice, because if you're a non-member, you're paying us $330 an hour to sit there until customs decides they want to come and clear you in and out. Now, the customs, there's different customs things. They got one in Florida. You go to an airport. I think they're trying to play with that a little bit here, but they're pretty strict because of we're so close to the border.
Right.
And even though the Bahamas is a different kind of coming across the border,
right,
than a mainland entrance. So I think they're a little tougher here as far as what they're allowed to do. But I know there's a call-in. I think there's an app.
There's an app, yeah.
I guess. Yeah, there's an app. Commercially, we can't use it because...
So you have to take them to the customs dock.
Well, what we do is we call customs.
Yeah.
And then it's a case by case.
Okay.
But we've been stuck at customs because they had a couple of international flights come in for 2.5-3 hours. And, you know, under Boat US, that's all covered with as a non-member.
No.
We can't leave. We can't leave. And it's not a great... Yeah. It's not great for us because we have to charge it. That's just that's what we do.
That's your job. Yeah.
Anyway.
And then you have to take them back to their slip.
And we take it back to the slip.
Yeah. So that's several hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just get the total.
Get the membership.
Get the membership.
It's an easy thing to do, man.
You know, if you're not a member.
No brainer.
Yeah. If you're not a member and you get a hold of Towboat US San Diego, I get. So everybody, if you go to a boat show, you see it's $50 off, $50 off, $50 off. That's my spiff. Okay. You're not getting anything off this Boat US membership except for I'm giving it to you for free out of my pocket. I've actually, what Boat US is charging, that $50 should go to me, but I give it to you. Because I don't really want.
So how do they take advantage of that?
If they want to give us a call, 619-672-5918, talk to Josh, Travis, or Casey. And if you're a new member, haven't been a member before, we can give you the $50 off. Nice. If you're already an existing member, we can't do that because you're in the Boat US system and we just don't get us. We don't get paid. We don't get a spiff after the first year membership.
Right. So what you're saying is is don't just sign up online at towboatus.com. Call you guys.
Call in and we can give you $50 off.
Yeah, call Towboat US San Diego.
San Diego.
What's the number again?
619-672-5918.
Yeah. And
that's huge.
$50 off.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Yeah.
Especially definitely. When with fuel the way it is, man. We'll take an extra $50 goes a long way right now. Hey, how about we jump back into the phones, and this time we talk to Rusty, who's calling us from San Diego. Morning, Rusty. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I love your show, and I appreciate the talk you guys are doing, especially about the safety, with boat safety, and I've used you guys a lot. But I had one story where I was saved, the Coast Guard actually saved my ass at the 10-10 trench.
That's a long way
they
down.
They had a helicopter fly in, and they had the U.S. Barracuda come out there to rescue my boat.
Wow.
And what happened was that we caught a rogue wave, and I had four guys on the boat. And so we're just bailing our asses off until I called a boat over to help us. First thing I did, I called Coast Guard, and I did pan, gave him my top and bottom numbers. And then at the same time, I had a boat near me. He actually came to my rescue and helped me kind of drag my boat along because my boat was just dead. The bilge pumps was out. Ooh. And as he was doing that, I was towing him down in the water, and thank God the helicopter came over, and they dropped two pumps in our position.
Wow.
And then once they dropped the pumps, which was scary because the downwash almost sank us, but so they had to drop the pump about 50 yards from my position, and then they had the other boat come over and got me the pump. And then finally the Barracuda, U.S. Barracuda, came over, and they bought a boat, and they got two crewmen on board and helped us save the boat. And then they towed my ass back to San Diego.
Wow.
From the 10-10 trench.
How long ago was that?
Oh, this is about probably 6-7 years ago.
I remember the case.
We were out there when we had a good tuna bite. And
this is a flat.
Unfortunately, you know, the conditions was flat, but we had a rogue wave. You know, you get those conditions, you're always looking around. And like the captain said, you're always, when you're on the boat, the number one thing on the boat is safety. And I always adhere to that philosophy, and I agree with the captain about some of the stuff that he talked about.
Well, you brought up two really good points. Number one, call Coast Guard. You know, Mayday. If you call Mayday because you're out of gas, the Coast Guard's going to correct you. They might even scold you a little bit, but that's okay. They're talking to you. If you don't think it's an emergency, just call for the Coast Guard. If you're out of gas, you need a dead battery, your boat quit running. But number one, you call the Coast Guard. That's a smart thing to do because, honestly, I don't care how fast our boats are. We're never going to beat a helicopter here with a punt.
Right.
And number two, you just said it best. It was a calm day, and something happened.
Yeah.
And a lot of people it doesn't matter what day it's out there. And it may be a submerged container, a bad bilge hose, a bait well hose that ruptures. Anything can happen at any time. Just be ready and be safe.
How often does it, you mentioned containers, and that's not an uncommon occurrence to be going full speed and hit a submerged container. That happens here, right?
Yes, but it's, again, you're hitting needles in the haystack the size of Nebraska. I mean, you could have 1,000 containers offshore and everybody on the harbor all leave and maybe two people might actually hit one.
Yeah.
But that being said, they are out there and they're catastrophic if you do. I mean, there's no give. There's all kinds of stuff in the water, dunnage from wash off, things that come offshore, things people throw overboard, fishing line's the worst. People go out there, they spool their line out and that stuff gets wrapped up in a kelp patty and then a tail of it'll run off a couple hundred yards off the back of it, and next thing you know, you just wasted your lower unit on your outboard because you run into a patty. But
wow,
just be aware. I mean, I don't care how open that ocean is, and just be aware.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, let's come back into the phones. John from Mira Mesa is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. John, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, sure. A quick one here. Is your staff allowed to accept gratuities for your services?
Yes. I, again, 37 years ago, I refused I just call it tips, okay? Let's just be frank. But I refuse tips. If you try and tip me, I'll refuse one. I actually put a boat away a few weeks ago that was, it took every level of skill I had and a lot of luck to do what I did. And I was so, again, my kids drive boats now. I don't really tow a lot of boats anymore. I was so into bragging to those guys that there's no way in heck they would have ever done that. The guy went and handed me, he gave me a $40 tip. But yes, they do take gratuities. And they appreciate them. We're a service.
Yeah, totally.
And you know, more importantly is, you know, my guys are just out there to help you.
Yeah.
You know, a good, honest thanks. You know, hey, that was good. That helps too. My guys aren't there for the gratuities. But yes, they do take gratuities.
So here's the one from Quentin in Fontana. Brings a couple of questions up here. It says, my question for Rob is how easy is it to get signed up and how soon would coverage start after I call you and sign, get signed up? And here's two questions on that. Number one, he's in Fontana. Can he still call you and get the $50 off?
Yes, my phone number, yeah, 619. Yeah.
Whether you're in L.A., yeah. Orange County, San Diego, it doesn't matter. You can call Towboat U.S. San Diego, yep. Your number,
yep.
And get $50 off.
Yeah, 619-672-5918. If you signed up today, you'd be covered midnight tonight.
By midnight tonight.
Cool.
So the second the next day starts, you're rolling.
Yeah, it starts 12:01 mm-hmm. the day after Boat U.S. gets your money.
Love it.
Okay.
And all we need is your name, address, phone number, email address, and credit card number.
There you go.
I mean, we want boat information, too, but...
And the membership with the $50 off is how much?
Oh, boy. It's $215 minus $165?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheap insurance.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Not insurance.
Yeah.
It's a membership. Not insurance. It's a membership, yes.
At $330 an hour, you bet your ass it
yeah.
That's the best money you're going to spend. I had a quick one from Rich and Bradley. First, I love this show, love these stories. What's one of the plan features that would surprise people that they would not expect that you guys offer? And I was just really surprised, like you said, obviously it's limited in case by case, but even as much as something you're willing to, you know, grab a readily available part for something, I couldn't believe that's a service that you guys would offer.
One of the services we inadvertently provide is we happen to tow at troll speed.
Those are always my favorite albacore story.
Yeah, and I'm going to say, it's got to be 10 years ago. We were towing in a Blackman into Oceanside, and we wired a Marlin that was well in excess of the high 200s.
Wow. Wow.
And my captain showed me a picture. My captain doesn't know the difference between a Marlin and a football. And he sends me a picture of this thing, and they got it on the side. And I'm looking at that thing, and I'm like, that's a blue Marlin. I used to fish Mexico. Yeah, I said, that's a blue. And there hadn't been any caught recently, and I'm looking, and apparently it was. And anyway, I would say just give me a call. Call my office number and then my guys could pass off. If you have any, questions about your boat, yeah, you know, if you're looking for a part or something, I can source a lot of stuff. I know a lot of people in the industry. I know a lot of people nationwide. If you need some advice, please don't call me at 3 a.m. for a fuse for your radio.
Yeah.
It's happened before. Or a weather report. Luckily there's all these apps with weather reports and stuff back in the albacore days. 3 a.m. Hey, what's the weather look like?
Are you outside?
Yeah. So, as far as a surprise or anything, it's pretty real. It's documented what we do, and we did give you the best service we can give you.
Yeah,
no doubt, man.
And you're there.
We're there.
You respond
always there.
Pretty year round.
37 years. We have never not responded to a case. We've always. I didn't say we've always run on them because of certain situations, but we've always responded. We've never missed a call.
So you have, if you have a non-emergency situation where you're not in trouble, do you call the Coast Guard or you call Towboat U.S.?
If you're comfortable with the situation, You know you're out of fuel. You know you need a jump start. You're in the harbor. It's a nice day. It's a flat day. Call Boat US.
Okay.
There it is. All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky caller or texter's got a trip on board the Mission Bell. More Let's Talk Hookup with Rob when we return. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook or YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Every boater wants reliability and peace of mind on the water, and that's exactly what Towboat US San Diego provides. As part of the largest on-water towing fleet in the nation, Towboat US San Diego is ready to respond when you need them, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. As a member, you get free towing, free fuel delivery, free jump starts, and many more services. Now is a great time to sign up for a Boat US membership, as they are celebrating their 60th anniversary by giving away a 21-foot Grady White boat, plus lots of other prizes. Entry is free. Sign up at BoatUS.com. Let's face it, when you're out on the water, things happen fast. And Towboat US San Diego can help you get home safe. Their fleet of boats and professional captains are standing by ready to lend you a hand when you need it. Membership is inexpensive and is certainly a must-have for any boat owner. Check BoatUS.com for details and sign up for the Grady White Boat Giveaway, which ends June 15th. Towboat US San Diego, your friend on the water.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com. And we'll see you on the water.
Adding a fish finder to my fishing kayak completely changed the way I fish. I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks, and I've been fishing from a Hobie kayak for over 4 years now. For about half that time, I was fishing without a fish finder. And trust me, it's called fishing blind for a reason. But don't just take my word for it. Here at Fastlane Kayaks, we've been installing and using fish finders on Hobie kayaks for over 25 years. Over all that time, we've done our fair share of trial and error to find the best mounts and methods for rigging a kayak. So instead of trying to learn 25 years of experience through endless YouTube videos, just drop your kayak off at Fastlane. Every Fastlane install is clean, user-friendly, and built to last in real saltwater conditions. One way we do that is by housing all the fuses and electrical connections inside a small waterproof case. Keeps everything protected, organized, and easy to access. Whether you're looking to add a fish finder, install a motor, or upgrade into a brand new fishing kayak, come by Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking in Mission Bay, or give us a call at 619-222-0766.
Shimano makes the finest fishing reels on the market, but they are always striving to make the best even better. Introducing the new Tranks 400B reel. This powerhouse low-profile bait casting reel is built for throwing big baits at the toughest fish that swim. Core solid and Haugany body technologies deliver unmatched rigidity and flex-free cranking, ideal for heavy loads. SVS Infinity MD Tune Braking offers precise control for casting heavy baits. X-Ship boosts gear durability and casting distance, while a cross-carbon drag ensures smooth, reliable performance. Versatile across salt and freshwater applications, the redesigned Tranks 400B is a vital tool in the pursuit of trophies. If you're looking to take your bait casting reel to the next level, check out the all-new Tranks 400B at your local Shimano dealer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. All right, Rob's going to do us the honor, flip the prize coins. He's going fishing on Mission Bell. Let's do it. All right, we have a texter today. Congratulations, Quentin in Fontana. You are going to love fishing aboard that Mission Bell. Congratulations.
Yeah, for sure. Rob, what a great show, man. Awesome, we got to have you back talking stories and stuff like that. You have such a wealth of knowledge with all your years on the water experience, and we learned a lot this show. So thank you for what you do at Towboat US San Diego. Somebody wants to take advantage of that $50 off membership deal. And become Towboat US member. Yeah,
become part of the family.
It's part of the deal. You gotta have it. How do we do that?
Call 619-672-5918.
And then just say, hey, I heard you. I wanna take advantage of that $50 off on the new membership.
Yep.
And get on. And we'll see you on the water, right? You guys hang out at Pearson's Fuel Dock over in Shelter Island, right?
Yes, we do.
You might see him hanging out with the old John Klein even, right?
Hey, John Klein. I got my Mickelson on the other side, so.
There you go. Right there. Well, thank you. Thanks to Kyle and the fan studio. Thanks to Adam for all he does. And thanks to you out there. Next Saturday, Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing will be here. Next Sunday, Captain Cameron Cribbins from the Mission Bell will be here. So that's going to be a great weekend. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week. Right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.